Welcome to another episode of COVID Chronicles, a podcast by, for, and about people affiliated with Portland Mennonite Church in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Gloria Nussbaum, and my guest is Jake Zuck Friesen. Welcome, Jake. It's so great to have you with me.
I'm super excited.
Great. Now, this is a question that I don't ask most people, but how old are you?
I'm 15, so I'm going into my sophomore year this year.
And just for context, who are your parents?
Brenda Zuck Friesen and Phil Zuck Friesen.
And you have a brother?
Yeah, Michael. And I guess I can include my dog, Stella.
That was going to be one of the first questions, whether or not you have any pets. Now we know, and we'll learn more about Stella in a minute. And Michael is younger than you.
Yeah, he's 2 years younger, so he's going into eighth grade right now.
Well, we want to start at the beginning, and I happen to know that you are not a native Oregonian.
Yeah.
So tell us where you were born.
I was born in Baltimore, so I lived there for 3 years, and then we moved out to Oregon.
Because?
My dad got a job here at Pacific University. He's the coordinator for the outdoor program there.
And that means that you live in?
Forest Grove.
And that's kind of a little distance from Portland, so you make a trek when we used to have to drive to church. Tell us a little bit about Stella.
Stella's 6 years old. She's a completely black dog with a little white spot on her chest. She's very loud barker. She's very loud, but she's really nice.
And how long have you had her?
6 years. Yeah. So we didn't have a dog, and my parents didn't want to get a dog. But then one of my dad's students had a really cute dog that was actually one of her sister's. And so the student brought the dog over to our house, and my parents really liked it. And so they told us that the student was going to babysit us with the dog and stuff. So we were super excited and stuff. And then we went to bed. And then when we woke up, they had gotten a dog. It was the last dog. She's the runt of the litter. She's smaller than all her other siblings.
But it sounds like she's an important member of the family.
Definitely.
So it's summertime, and what would you do during a normal summer when you're not in the midst of a pandemic?
We always go to the East Coast because all our family's still out on the East Coast. So we kind of tour the East Coast and meet up with all our family. So it's like 2 weeks of traveling up and down the coast, meeting relatives and stuff.
And did you have a trip like that planned for this year as well?
Yeah, we did. But we weren't able to go through with it. So that kind of sucked because I always look forward to it because I only get to see my cousins like once or twice a year.
Are you involved in sports of any kind?
Yeah, I play soccer year round.
And your position?
I'm a striker or a forward.
What do you like about soccer?
It's just I like the physical battle, like just having to like push your body to play as hard as you can and stuff. I really enjoy that. And like being part of a team, I really like the team aspect of soccer. And also when like a play goes really well, I just enjoy that feeling of like everything connecting and all the work paying off.
Are there other sports that you're interested in? Do you watch sports? Do you attend sporting events when that used to be possible? Or
Yeah. So in the spring, this last spring, I was doing track and field. So I was running long distance events like 1500 and stuff, but the season got canceled because of COVID. So that would have been my first season doing track, but I really enjoy running. So I run quite a bit. I mean, there's a chance that cross country could happen this fall. So I may do cross country instead of doing, because soccer usually happens during the fall for high school season, but they're postponing games at least, I think, till February. But cross country, since there's less contact, they may still be able to do that. But I'm not completely sure whether they'll be able to or not.
And that would be through your school?
Yeah, that would be Forest Grove High School, yeah.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I really like using a camera. I make videos and take photos and stuff.
What is your subject that you're interested in? I mean, in terms of...
I do a lot of outdoor making videos of outdoor adventure and stuff, so... like going kayaking and surfing and stuff like that.
Do you have any collections of anything?
Collections? Not really, no. I'm not a huge collector. I mean, soccer balls, I guess you could say. I have a pretty big collection of soccer balls.
When you can just hang out with your friends, what do you do together?
We actually go, there's the Wilson River. We go there quite a bit, which is really fun because there's like cliff jumping and like when it's really hot and stuff. So, and rope swing. We've gone on like night walks and stuff. And we have a park right across the street from our house. So all my friends have dogs. So we go over there and we'll just sit and talk and throw the ball for the dogs.
Is music a part of your life?
I like to listen to it, but I don't play anything now.
What do you listen to?
I like listening to all kinds of new music and stuff and just hearing all about it and stuff. I don't know. Just
if you could do anything for one day, what would it be? In other words, what would your perfect day look like at this age?
Oh, that's a good question. I've really been getting into surfing this summer because I can just go with my dad. So I'd probably go surfing for a day. That'd be really fun.
What is it about surfing?
Well, it's really challenging. It's way harder than it looks. I thought it would be pretty easy to pick up, but there's a lot more going on than you think. And like I really just started this summer. So like just learning how to get out past the break and stuff is pretty hard. And because like the waves, just you just get pummeled and stuff. But once you get out, it's just floating and it's like really freeing. You're just like out in nature. And we usually go really early in the morning. So we wake up at like 4 a.m. and then we get to the beach by 5:36, and so then the sun's rising while you're surfing and stuff, and like it's like coming over the trees and the trees are silhouetted and it's just really beautiful.
Do you have a surfboard?
No, but my dad's work rents out gear to the public, but if no one's renting it, then we're allowed to use it. So
some of the perks.
Yeah.
So does the Oregon coast have big enough waves that it can make it interesting and exciting?
Yeah, so the Oregon coast actually has some really good surf spots. So yeah, we go to Short Sand to surf.
It's, where is that?
I can't remember where it's past, but you have to hike probably like a half a mile to a mile. So you walk in and then it's kind of like a little cove. It's really nice.
And I think your family does some camping. Tell me about camping.
Yeah, we've actually gone on a few camping trips this year. Instead of going to the East Coast, we went to Utah, and we actually met my cousins up there. And so we went for a five-day canoe trip down the Green River. Yeah, so that was really amazing. Yeah, that was a good substitute for the East Coast.
Give me some highlights. What kinds of things did you see and experience?
Well, there's a lot of blue herons, which was really cool, and we got to go cliff jumping. There's just, because it's like a canyon and there's cliffs just all along it. So you could just pull over and jump off a cliff. And one night, so on the last day, we woke up at 3 a.m. again. And then we paddled down the river at night under the stars. And that was just really amazing. Like, because it was crystal clear and it was awesome. And we saw some beavers. That was really cool. They did like the whole thing where they smack their tail in the water and then go under. That was really cool.
So do you camp in tents? This is real camping?
Yeah. So actually on that trip, we didn't sleep in our tents. We just slept out under the stars, which was really cool. Yeah.
Does everybody in your family enjoy camping?
Yeah. We definitely do. And we have a really small camper called a bowler. So there's about 10,000 made in like 1970s, I think. And so they're made in Canada. And they're like, it's pretty small. But so one side, we have a bunk bed. So Michael sleeps on the top and I sleep on the bottom. And then there's like probably a double bed that my parents sleep in. And so we take that camping often with us. Which I guess, I don't know if that's really considered camping. Glamping maybe, but it's still really fun.
I don't know if that's glamping. That still sounds primitive.
It's in between the two.
Do you have a favorite camp food?
Ooh, we make this really good beef stroganoff. It's like one pot beef stroganoff that I really enjoy, yeah.
And everybody takes part in the cooking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all have a meal that we have to cook on the trip. Like, we take turns.
So you've lived in Oregon most of your life.
Yeah, I don't remember Baltimore much.
What is one of the best things about living in Oregon?
definitely like the nature. I love how like there's so many hikes like so close to us. The ocean's right by us. I ski in the winter at Mount Hood, so that's awesome. I just love and whitewater kayaking. There's so many great nature spots all around. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that your camera goes with you most of the time?
Definitely, yeah.
Do you have a special camera or are you just using your phone?
Yeah, so I have a special camera. Yeah, I use a Nikon camera. So it's still pretty, it's a pretty like basic camera. It's not like a, but it's still a digital camera.
Is there a place or a country where you would like to visit or possibly live someday that you dream about? Like I used to dream about California when I grew up in New York State.
Yeah, I want to go somewhere tropical where it's maybe a little less rain. There's somewhere warmer, there's a little less rain and on the coast so I can surf.
You don't have any specific place in mind?
I want to travel down to South America after high school. I don't have a specific place, but I just down the coast I think would be really cool.
Do you speak Spanish?
I'm learning it. I'm not anywhere close to fluent, but
entonces no podemos hablar en español ahora.
No, I'm not that good.
We'll give you a year or two and check back in on the Spanish.
I just took the intro to Spanish this freshman year, so I'm very, very limited in my vocab.
But Spanish, at least in my mind, is the perfect language to learn in this country.
Yeah, especially if I want to travel down to South America.
So let's talk just a little bit about the pandemic. You are experiencing the pandemic at 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm experiencing it at an older age that we're not going to go into right now. Tell me a little bit of what it feels like to be in the midst of a pandemic. Now, no one who's alive, or almost no one who's alive, has experienced this. It really is a historic time in the world's history. Do you think about that? What are you doing? What are you thinking and feeling?
I mean, it kind of sucks because we're not allowed to hang out with very many people and stuff. So I haven't got to see very many of my friends and stuff. It was nice to see my cousins and stuff, but I think this summer I could have done a lot more with it. But I've got a chance to learn stuff. Like I've been practicing like juggling, and so I've had a lot more time to like practice things that I wouldn't have normally done. But I kind of wish that I would have got to see more friends and go on some trips we weren't able to do. So that would have been really nice to be able to do those.
So is it safe to say that you have pretty much spent the last months with just the four of you kind of as your bubble?
Yeah, we did do a double bubble. So we have one other family that just the two of our families are together just to try to keep us sane during the summer. So one of my closer friends who's close to here, we hang out with them. But I mean, we sometimes go to the river with them. So, yeah.
Have you learned anything about either yourself or your immediate family in the last 6 months?
I mean, I feel like I have. I'm struggling to think of something right now. We definitely play a lot of board games and stuff. So,
tell me about the board games that you really enjoy. I think I know what one of them is, but tell me.
We play Catan quite religiously. We play that quite a bit, yeah.
And is there usually the same winner, or is it fairly evenly distributed?
It's very even. So every game gets quite heated. Everyone's screaming and stuff and trying like stop them from winning, and it's really fun.
Do all four of you play that together?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've played that quite a bit, especially during COVID and stuff, without being able to see. Our evenings are much more free than they were, so we play that quite a bit.
Tell me about your relationship with Michael.
Oh, we're very close, yeah. So we do a lot of things together. We've recently started, we bike with one of us getting pulled behind on a skateboard, so you go like super fast and you're like holding onto a rope, and it's super fun.
So I'm guessing that living in Forest Grove, it's a smaller community than, say, Portland. Are there some advantages to that? Do you kind of, quote unquote, have the run of the town?
I feel like I know the town pretty well because as you said, it's pretty small. It's definitely getting a lot bigger though. Like whole new developments are coming up all around it. So like just down the street, like probably 2 or 3 blocks, they're building a whole nother like section to Forest Grove. So it's definitely expanding, but it's still much smaller, which I do enjoy.
And when you want to go to the coast, you're already halfway there.
Yeah, that's one huge advantage of living out here. You're quite a bit closer.
Are you driving yet?
No, but I signed up to get my permit. So I have to have a parent in the car, but in October, I'll be taking the test. Yeah, so that's really exciting.
You're almost there.
Yeah, I could have got it a while ago. We just never really got around to it. And so actually signing up for it, there's like a 2-month wait to get the test. So that's we weren't expecting that really. So I think we signed up like early August. And so I don't have one until the end of October. So, because I think of COVID, they have to be more limiting of the amount of people who come in and out of the DMV. So they just can't have as many people coming in and out. And we didn't even get one in Forest Grove. We had to go to McMinnville. So, yeah.
But there's something exciting to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm super excited to drive.
Let's talk specifically again about the pandemic. You are going to be a sophomore, so you are part of the Portland Mennonite Church, MYF, Mennonite Youth Fellowship.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experiences with that, what you've done before pandemic, and if you're still doing things together in the midst.
Yeah, so before the pandemic, usually we actually, around this time, we get a beach house through Twin Rocks, and that was really fun. So we usually go on all kinds of like really fun outings and stuff, but due to the pandemic, we've mostly been stuck on Zoom, but we've still made it pretty fun. We've played some games. Like one game, Kurt would like hold up a word, kind of like apples to apples, and you'd have to run around your house and find something that best matched that word. So yeah, it was pretty fun and very competitive. There's some very competitive people in the MYF. I include myself in that probably. And so even though it's kind of not a super intense game, we made it very intense.
So it sounds like there's been some creativity.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's talk a little bit about school. Now, you finished up the last part of last year online.
Yeah.
And now, sadly, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's how things are going to play out again. Tell me what it's been like. When does school start? And what's it been like doing this online for you personally?
Well, in the spring, it was kind of rough because it feels like you're on Zoom for a long time. But now school starts September 14th for us. And so the schedule is kind of brutal. We're going from like 8 to 3. Yeah, we're going to be on Zoom. So we're doing 90-minute class periods. And the idea is that 30 to 40 minutes are instruction and 30 to 40 minutes are work time and stuff. So I don't think you're actually technically on Zoom the whole time, but I assume we'll be on a computer for most of that time. Now we do have like an hour lunch break, but still it's basically a full school day just on Zoom. Yeah. So I'm not necessarily looking forward to that, but I think I can make the best of it. One advantage to it is that we're doing quarters. So normally we do semesters, my high school. So we're doing quarters where we only focus on 4 classes at a time. So the first quarter, you only have like 4 classes to focus on. And so you'll meet with those teachers every day. So that's kind of nice. But what that allows us to do is like you can take a math class for the first 9 weeks and that would cover a full year of math class. And so then you can take 2 math classes this year or like 2 language classes or something. So that way you can get ahead in credit.
So is there a possibility that you might actually end up graduating a little earlier than you would have or not, or you just get more electives to choose from?
Yeah, I think it's more electives really, but I bet you probably could do that. I'm not sure I would. I think 4 years of high school, I wouldn't mind that, but like, I think you probably could do that. Yeah.
So when you're meeting on Zoom, are you seeing the other students or is it pretty much like a webinar where you're just seeing the teacher?
I think this year it's really nice they're having students have to turn on their cameras, but in the spring, really you could just see the teacher and everyone just kind of had their cameras off. And I think the school experienced some problems with that, like kids not showing up to classes and just turning off their camera. So I think they're forcing kids to have their camera on this year, but I'm not positive on that.
So they've made some changes since they've had a bit of time to figure out.
Hopefully. It wasn't very good in the spring.
So can you ask questions of your teacher during class time, or how does that work?
It's like a normal class. You can type questions in or voice them. So it's just a normal class. We were on Google Hangouts, or Google Meet was what we were using last year, but we're actually going to be using Zoom this year, which I'm grateful for. I think Zoom is a lot better than Google Meet when it comes to like actual class stuff.
How so?
Google Meet's just, it's not, Zoom is just, I think is more focused on it. Like Google Meet, I can't put words to it. I don't know.
It's just Zoom, really different technology.
Yeah, Zoom just feels more, like it's easier to use.
Zoom is really easy to use because even I can use it.
Yeah.
And before March, I had never been on Zoom.
Yeah.
And many other people like me, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are there certain subjects that you like better or you're better at than others at this point?
Yeah, I probably enjoy English and math more than other subjects. So, and I'm taking less electives this year and more actual, like, they're called core classes. I think more core classes.
So what is something that you really, really miss about not being at a physical school?
I mean, really just the social interaction. Like, it doesn't feel the same at all on Zoom, especially because, like, there's no actual time just to, like, sit and talk with your friends and stuff because you're getting instruction the whole time. So I'm definitely missing that. And we have a really big high school. So we have 2,000 kids. And so it's a totally different feel to be on Zoom and stuff. Also, sports is a huge thing I'm missing from high school. I really enjoy playing sports for the high school stuff.
So as you look way down the road to kids, grandkids, what do you think that you might tell them about what it was like living through a pandemic?
I'll make it sound horrible. I'm gonna make it a great story. Even if it hasn't been that bad, I'm gonna make sure that it's a great story. Tell them we ran out of toilet paper. Tell them, like, there's no hand sanitizer anywhere. Just make it sound way worse than it was. Make it a great story.
You were stuck at home with just your family.
Yeah, we were clawing out each other's eyeballs. And
so any other thing that you would like to share about you and your life at this point with the people at PMC? What is something about you that most of us probably don't know?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, take your time.
Soccer, I guess. I don't know. I play a lot of soccer, so I play year round for club and high school. Our high school is actually one of the better in the state. We've made it to the top four the last 2 years. Yeah, so we've been knocked out in the semifinals last 2 years, which really sucks, but it's still like a very competitive team, which is really cool. We have a coach from Colombia, and so
what's his name?
Grassi. So it's a very different experience than like a lot of the American coaches. He's much more intense and really pushes you to be like a really good player. Like, we run a lot. We train for a lot of time with him and stuff. So that actually may be starting back up. So we had a little period where we were allowed to do it, where you have to keep 12 feet apart. You have to wear masks the whole time. You can't touch your ball with your hands or anything. You can't pass to anybody else. So you're just dribbling basically by yourself and like running and doing like push-ups and sit-ups and stuff. So that's supposed to start back up September 21st. I'm not quite sure how they're going to do it, but I don't know why it got shot down. I don't think any of the kids had COVID, but I think maybe the high school league just wasn't allowing people to train or something. So.
And they've been playing soccer in Colombia for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. So he knows a lot about the game. He's a great coach with a lot of intensity.
And Betty even speaks Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. So our school is, I think, 50% Hispanic. So it's very, yeah. So most of the soccer players are Hispanic and stuff. So there's a lot of Spanish and stuff on the team.
And pretty soon you'll actually know what they're saying.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today and helping us to get to know you better.
Yeah, thank you. This is awesome.
And thank you for joining us for this episode of COVID Chronicles. We hope you discovered something new and feel more connected to your friends at Portland Mennonite. I'm your host, Gloria Nussbaum. Until next time, stay well and keep the faith.